Today's daf is Besechet Shavuot, daf Tet. And we're holding still on the two dots that are about three quarters of the way down on Chet Amud Bet. So let's just review what we've discovered so far. We found out that there is a kapora called the Korban Olah V'Yoreh, which, according at least to the way the Chachamim learn, the kapora is only for a case where there was a yediya b'tchila, and then a ha'alama, and then a yediya b'sof. That is Bechupar through the Korban Olah V'Yoreh. And then the Soyer Hanaseh Bifnim, which is a Soyer that is paired with the Seir HaMishtaleach on Yom HaKippurim, not the Musaf of Yom Kippur, is Mechaper where there was a Yediya B'Tchila, but is as yet no Yediya B'Sof. And when we say Mechaper, we don't mean Mechaper, we mean it's Toleh. But it's not a complete Kapara. The moment that you end up finding out, you're still going to have to bring the Korban Olah V'Yoreh. And then we have the other case, which is the Korban that is Nazir, Sar Nazir B'chutz of Yom HaKippurim, which is Mechaper in a case where there was no Yediya B'tchila, and therefore can never come to day Korban, and there was a Yediya B'sof. So we have three different Kaparot so far. Now let us look back once again at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta to review the various Shitot in this issue, and to remind ourselves of what the other kaparot are, which we haven't as yet discussed, which are the Seirei Haregalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. Those are also exactly the same, at least in the format, as the Soyer Hanaseh B'chutz of Yom HaKippurim. They're all part of the Parashat HaMusafim. So it continues the Mishnah. Let's actually maybe review the Mishnah as a whole from Yesh by Yediya B'tchila Vein by Yediya B'sof, just to remember where we're at. So now five lines down into the Mishnah, Yesh by Yediya B'tchila Vein by Yediya B'sof, Seir Hanaseh Bifnim, Yom HaKippurim Tole, and then when he finds out, Achiv Adalo Yaviva Olah V'Yoreh. That's fine. Did that yesterday. In by Yediya B'tchila, Hava Yesh by Yediya B'sof, so there can never be a Chiv of a Korban Olah V'Yoreh. Now, this is important to keep in mind because we haven't mentioned it yet. We haven't discussed it yet. We're going to discuss it now. As it says, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim, which implies that Al Masha Zemechaper is Zemechaper. How, in fact, do we know that the Chitzon is Mechaper? We haven't proven that yet. On Tubat Bigdash Vigdoshav, from this, Milvat Chatat HaKippurim. Besides the Chatat HaKippurim, we have this Ma'apnimi. Inam Mechaper Al Davar Sheyesh Bo Yediya. Just as we proved yesterday, that the inside Soyer is only Mechaper on something that is Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that involves a Yediya of some kind. Now, in that case, it was Yediya Batchila. Afachitzon Inam Mechaper Al Davar Sheyesh Bo Yediya. So that would mean the Yediya Besof, without a Yediya Batchila. But how about where it's a typical chatat, a sin that you never knew about, in a case where I haven't found out about it, like many other things in life. So, al she'in ba yediya lo ba techila v'lo b'sof. On that, the Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim are mechaprim, divrei Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's not quite that simple. The Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim are not mechapr on exactly the same things. It's true that the Seirei HaRegalim are mechaper on Ein Ba Yediya, Lo Batchila V'Lo B'Sof. However, Lo Seirei Rosh Chodashim. Al Ma Seirei Rosh Chodashim mechaperim Al HaTohor She'achal Et HaTameh. Where the man was tohor, the baser was tameh, which is not a Chiyuv Karet, that is a yet another level of kapara, not on exactly the same element of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav, but nonetheless on a related member of the same set. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha-Seirim kaparatan shava. All of the Seirim are exactly the same. When I say all the Seirim, of course I mean all the Seirei ha-Musafim. I don't mean the Soyer ha-Nasa b'Fnim, which is not part of the entire group of the Musafim. That is indeed unique. That one is Toleh, it's not Mechaper, it's Toleh only until such time as you find out. It's going to ultimately come to the Chiyav of Olah V'Yoreh. I'm not talking about that. But all of the other Seirim, so I disagree with everybody, in other words, because Rabbi Yehuda said, well, the Seirei HaNaseh B'chutz Yom Kippur is one kind of Musaf, and then you have the Seirei HaRegalim and the Seirei Rosh Chodashim. Rabbi Shimon said, that's going too far. You have three different things. You have the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that's for a Nanchi of Karet, where the Basar was tummy. The Seir Aragolim is where there was no Yediyah. The Seir Anasev Bechutz and Yom Kippur is where there was a Yediyah, but only a Yediyah B'Sof. I say that other than the Seir Anasev Bifnim, which is Miuchad, for a case where there was Yediyah B'Tchila that could ultimately come to a Karban. Other than that, all of the Seirim have the same kapara on all variants of Tumat Mikdash Kedoshav, where they can be Mechapera Kapara Gemura, meaning where there's no other kapara that takes that place. So it's in a case where it was Yediyah B'Sof, in a case where there's no Yediyah at all, in a case where there is a Tameh Shachal, a Tor Shachal, et a Tameh, they're all the same. Whereas the we'll get to that. But remember, there's an alternative in Rabbi Shimon, but we'll go through that later. I'm afraid we'll forget it by the time we get to discuss it. So let's go back now to the Gemara today. The next piece that the Gemara talks about is Ein ba yediya batchila v'yesh ba yediya b'sof siranas b'chutz v'yom ha-kippurim mechaber. So the Mishnah points out that since it says milvat chatat ha-kippurim, we now know that it's the same type of kapara. What is left? As we've already shown, well, Yesh ba yediya b'tchila u'b'sof, that we know is a korban ol v'yori. Yesh ba yediya b'tchila and could come lidechi of chatat, that we learned out from the strange interaction between kapara for pish'ehem and l'chatata. So that is certainly the soyer that is na'aseh b'chutz. But what about, sorry, na'aseh b'fnim, but what about these interrelationships now of the Sarah Nase Bachutz with Yom Kippur? That was what was left over. So what was left over was Yediyah B'Sof. So Yediyah B'Tchila U'B'Sof, we know, is a Korban Ol V'Yorid. Yediyah B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof is the Sarah Nase Bifnim. Yediyah Lo B'Tchila but only B'Sof is the Sarah Nase Bachutz. Says the Gemara, look, if L'Maisa, the two are compared to each other, Mirchiv, Itkushe Itkush Lahadadi, is it not so that we said Milvad Yom Chatat HaKippurim? What does Milvad Chatat HaKippurim mean to you? Well, besides, this one is also Mechaper. Doesn't that mean that they're Mechaper on the same thing? Not that they're Mechaper on approximately the same thing. Not that they're Mechaper on something that has to do with this type of thing, which is the way you're learning it. When I read that word Milvad, it's telling me that they're both coming for the same thing. It's Ekesh. Other than this, there's also this. So why is each one not mechaper on both? We should say that if the case is the mechaper pnimei adidei v'adachitzan, there is absolutely no reason why the chatat anaseh bifnim, the ser anaseh bifnim, should not be a kapara as well for yesh ba yediya b'sof v'ein ba yediya b'tchila. So you say, well, what's the difference? I mean, basically, you're going to have two karbanos that are being brought within minutes of each other. Well, no, the nafkamina would be where you don't have that karban. You didn't do that karban. You didn't make the karban was of bachutz. So la'echad alo avat chitzon. Ah, you're right. Had it only said milvad yom echatat ha-kippurim, you'd be 100% right. The problem is that the pasuk also says, in the introduction to the whole idea, the tzaveh, of the concept of the first hint of a Yom HaKippurim. And actually, when we read this pasuk at the time, in Shmot, we have no idea what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about some kind of magic, achat bashana. One day a year, there's this special kapara, which we don't even know exists, but which the Torah puts in advance. So over there it says, v'chiper Aaron al-karnotav, after describing the mizbach hazahav, almost as an afterthought to the entire Trumat Tzaveh. So it says, Aaron will be mechaper midam chatat ha-kippurim. I have no idea what that is. Achat b'shana. So notice that it says two different things about achat b'shana. It says, v'chiper Aaron achat b'shana. Midam chatat ha-kippurim achat b'shana yechaper alav. Okay. So the first thing it's telling me, look, this dam ha-kippurim, which is the soyer ha-naseh b'fnim, is mechaper once a year. Achat b'shana. It's not mechaper twice. So that means it's, if we read that, kiper achat. So kiper achat means it's only kapar achat mechaper. Kiper achat. Veino mechaper shtei kaparot. So I know now that only the primary kapara, which I already learned from the interaction between the word pesha and lichatatam. That has got to be where yesh ba yediya betchila ve'in ba yediya besof. You're saying, but if there's a hekesh, shouldn't it be expanded? No. The hekesh is obviously only meant to expand in one direction, not back. Because it says over here once, only once, not twice. Okay, fine. But if the hekesh is meant to expand in the other direction, then the chatat achitzon should add to what it was the chatat apnimi did. In other words, it should be able to be mechaper because of the hekesh, both on yesh ba yediya betchila velo besof, and on yesh ba yediya besof velo betchila, right? I mean, after all, that's what the hekesh is. So then why, asks the Gemara, why shall we not say that nechaper chitzon adidei ve amarda avad pnimi? Why should it not be mechaper on both? And over here, the nafkamina will be. Now, obviously, I'm not going to say the same nafkamina. Namely, that I did one and not the other, because there is no way that I'm going to do it in that order. In other words, if I run out of Se'irim, it's possible I won't bring the Musaf. But I'm certainly not going to bring the Musaf and not bring, I mean, that doesn't make sense. I'm not going to give that answer. So the answer that I'll give, is, the example that I'll give of a nafkamina, would be Latuma di Ira Ben Zelazet. So let's say after bringing the Chatat Anasa Bifnim, now, there was another maisa where somebody was nichshal in this. Is there a kapara on yesh ba yediya betchila ve'in ba yediya besof from the musaf as well or not? That's the question. So why should it not be? And yet the Mishnah limits it to one and not the other. Omar kra. That's why the Torah says also achat b'shana. There's two different things over here. V'chiper achat. But also achat b'shana yichaper. So that means that this kapara only occurs once a year. So there's two different issues. The first carbon is only mechaper once a year. Once. So it can't be mechaper on two things. But this type of kapara on a yesh ba yediya betchila ve'en ba yediya besof takes place only once a year, the maximum. So it can't take place again if fetuma she'ira ben zelazeh. Beautiful drasha. So kapara zot lo tehiya l'achat b'shana. We now know all of the facts that the Mishnah told us, at least insofar as the chatat anaseh b'fnim, the chatat that is anaseh b'chutz, and the din of korban olah v'yoreh itself, of course. So that part of the Mishnah is now clear, at least alibi d'rabbanan. And now the next issue that we really should discuss is, remember all along we were worried about how does our Mishnah stack up? Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel, Alibi de Rabbi Akiva, and we said, look, this part can't be going Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel. The reason it can't be going Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel is because Rabbi Shmuel doesn't believe in this all Yediyah stuff. According to him, you'd be Chayav the Korban Olah V'Yoreh, even if there was no Yediyah and Halama up front. Now, boy, that sure messes up this Pesukim, because we had everything worked out to a T. According to him, you're going to bring the Korban Olah V'Yoreh on a case where there's only a Yediyah B'Sof anyway, and there's no Yediyah B'Tchila. So now we're out. We're out one of the Korbanos. What does he do with all of the limudim that we have? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, asks the Gemara, now this course is not in the Mishnah proper, but once already we've gone through the limudim, I'll leave it to Rabbonon, like to understand, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with all of this? I mean, he's got an extra sawyer. What does he use it for? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, in ba yediya betfila, v'yesh ba yediya besof bar korbanu. According to him, it's a regular korban olah v'yoreh, okay? So now, the sawyer anaseh b'chutz, according to us, was supposed to be mechaper in a case where yesh ba yediya besof, but according to him, you bring a korban olah v'yoreh for that. What in the world is the sawyer anaseh b'chutz for on Yom Kippur, according to him? Amai mechaper. Well, he'll say that it's mechaper. Say milvad chatat kippurim. It's mechaper on the same issue. Apparently, al she'in ba yediya lo b'tchila v'lo besof. Wait. We said that was the sirei regalim and the sirei roshei chadashim. Or mechaper on that. Now you're saying, is the Sar Nasa B'chutz, it's Mechaper on that, well, which one is it? That's not a problem. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir, and we just saw that Rabbi Meir holds that Kol HaSeirim Kaparatan Shava Al Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah. So now, according to him, there's no problem. In the same way that Alibi Rabbi Meir, any Korban Musaf is Mechaper, three Kaparot, according to him, any Korban Musaf is Mechaper, two Kaparot. And the Kapara of Yeshba Yediya Besof, that indeed is a Korban Olah V'Yoreh. That's the only difference between them. So do we have, in this case, the Ein Ba Yediya Betchila V'Yeshba Yediya Besof, and we also have Yeshba Yediya Bein Betchila Bein Besof? Or do we only have the case of Yeshba Yediya Bein Betchila Bein Besof, and the other issue, of course, of the Tameh, the Torah Shocharazat Tameh? So he owns like Rabbi Meir. No, wait. Just hold on one second over here. That's all very good as far as what he does with those korbanos. But remember that the makor of the original drasha in which we set out to discover how we know that the Sura Nasa B'chutz in Yom Kippur is dealing with a case that is similar to the Sura Nasa B'fnim, which is that Yesh B'yediyah B'tchila V'ein B'yediyah B'sof, which we said was Milvav Chatat HaKippurim. Milvav Chatat HaKippurim no longer makes sense. Because according to him, the Milvav Chatat HaKippurim is wrong. It's actually, it's the Karmen Olav Yore that's going to come to be Mechaber on Yesh B'yediyah B'sof. So now we're no longer learning it out from Milvav Chatat HaKippurim. So what's he going to do with that? So then, Elamai Hilchata Itkar Shchitza L'Pnimi. Well, according to him, I'll have to understand that the main focus of that Hekesh is something else. Remember, when we started off the Sugya, we were concerned about whether maybe Tum'ot, B'nai Yisrael's reference to Avodah Zorah, Gilei Arayah, Shviras Domim. We had to go through Mi Tum'ot B'nai Yisrael to point out that that's not true. And that certainly was the case of Libet Rabbi Shmuel as well, when we were talking about the Chatat HaNaaseh B'fnim. But how about when you read about these lechaper, these se'irim, are coming on chatat? Why wouldn't we think that those things are coming for these various chata'im? In other words, is it not possible for us to have thought that even though perhaps the... And remember, this makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Torah introduces the whole idea of Yom Kippur and the special kapara to be a kapara on the Kodesh itself. That's the idea of Yom Kippur. And it says beferish over there, HaShochein itam betoch tumotam. The point of Yom Kippur is to provide a place for a Mishkan that is going to, of necessity, deal with compromises in terms of our ability to keep things completely tahor. Okay, so I understand that those things that are unique to the Kapara of Yom Kippur indeed should have to do with Tumat Mikdash Kedoshah. If I come on now to a list of Seirim for all the Yomim Tovim, of which Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov, and now I think to myself, okay, I've been over there, it's talking about a Chatas. I mean, why in the world would I focus on Tumat Mikdash Kedoshah for the Yomim Tovim? That has nothing to do with the Mikdash. I would certainly have thought that the concept of those Chataot are that they're coming as a general Kapara for Yisrael in cases where they did Avodah Zorah, Gilei Arayah, Shvichas Domim, or other Averis. Maybe Averis that there's no Chiyuv of Karis for. Or these Averis where there's no, as we said, there's no Hatra'ah. Or it was a shogeg that people don't know. Whatever. I mean, but how do I know that it's only coming for Tumat Mikdash Kedoshah? For that I need to see Milvav Chatat HaKippurim. Not only does that special Kapara that's brought Lifnai v'lifnim, and in the Heichal, coming specifically for Tumat Mikdash v'Kedoshah. Even the Musaf is coming for Tumat Mikdash v'Kedoshah. That's the point. So that I still need Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, even though I'm not adding a new format of the Tumat Mikdash v'Kedoshah, namely, Yesh b'yediyah b'sof v'dein b'yediyah b'tchila. That's out, because that's part of the Korban Olav Yared, according to him. By the way, you will notice a very important Nakuda over here, which is that despite the fact that Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, we don't require a Yediyah B'tchila in order to bring a Korban Olav HaYored. Nonetheless, he recognizes, obviously anybody who reads the Pasuk recognizes V'hu Yada V'Hashem, that the Yediyah is important. It's just a question of how to assign the Korban for that Yediyah. But it's not Ma'akev that I should necessarily add that first Yediyah, that's all. He's just adding now, taking it out of one slot and adding it to the slot of the Korban Olav HaYored instead of the slot of the Sura HaNaaseh B'fnim. But otherwise, he certainly is with us. We're on the same page when it comes to understanding the variant. It's not that he disagrees. There's no such variant. Yes, what were you asking? The Sura HaNaaseh B'chutz is a typical Musaf. It's the equivalent on Yom Kippur of the Musaf that's brought on every Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh. There's always the Seir Echad, there's always that Seir Echad. Okay, Yom Kippur is all discussion, maybe there were two Seirim and so on. We're not getting into that here. But certainly there is the Seir HaMusafim on Yom Kippur. Okay, so now moving back to the Mishnah. Al She'in Ba Yediyah Batechila V'lo B'sof Seirei HaRegalim Seirei Roshei Chadashim Mechaprim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the next case we had in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the other kapara of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshav, all that's left is Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila and Ein Ba Yediyah B'Sof, and for that I need a kapara, and that kapara is all the other Seirim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says there's also one kapara on Rosh Chodesh specifically for the case of Torah Shachalat HaTami. You mean ignorance is bliss? That's your approach. Unfortunately, it would be great, except for the fact that the good Lord disagrees with you. If no, never knew nothing. He went through life like all the rest of us, never knowing a damn thing. And then only finding out at the end that it was all a big mistake. Well, he found out at the end of the end. Yeah, I mean, you do have to make a post-mortem on this whole experiment, and it ain't pretty. So, in that case, we have the kapara of the regalim and the Rosh Chodeshim. So now, Om Reb Yehuda, Om Reb Shmuel, my time at the Reb Yehuda, how do we know that the Sira regalim and the Sira Rosh Chodeshim are coming for this kapara? Omar Kral, if you take a look at the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh has that strange pasuk that is very famous, the famous drosha about the kapara on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making the moon small. So he has a different drosha from that pasuk. Seir Yizim Echad L'Chatat LaHashem. What do you mean LaHashem? What's the only time of all of the Seirim that it says to the Lord? That must mean the Chataim that the only one who knows about is the Lord. So that means ein ba yediyah b'tchila, ein ba yediyah b'sof. So that means chet she'ein makir bo ela Hashem, a sin that is recognized only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehi sa'ir zeh mechaper. Wait a minute, what happened to the famous, we learned to this at school when we were in kindergarten? What about Reish Lakish's famous drosh? The Amar Reish Lakish, man ishtana sa'ir she rosh chodesh, she'ne'emar bo la Hashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'ir zeh yehi kapara alai, so now, how can he take it out of that universally accepted, apparently, point out the Rishoni, mashma'ut, that Reish Lakish was only carrying? Well, says Rabbi Yehuda, I learned both things out of it, because in Kein Lemakra Al Hashem, I mean, what Reish Lakish is saying is that this korban is on God's sin, so to speak. So why does it say Al Hashem? Since it's La Hashem, my La Hashem, I say it's coming to add what I said, namely those things which are known to Hashem, La Hashem, the things known only to God. Well, what do you mean? So you're saying that it's for that, but then how do you know it's not entirely for that? You know, you just made a very good point. You're saying if the pasuk had meant what Reish Lakish said, then it should have said so. If it says La Hashem, then it does not mean what Reish Lakish says. It means what I say. I mean, what's the more reasonable explanation? Bring this as a chatas to God instead of for God. What does that tell you? That it's not being brought for God. It's being brought for something that is only known in front of God. Lasha. So now, why indeed do we have a right? Maybe the whole thing is only coming for that purpose. Now it seems to be an embellishment to say Reish Lakish's limud. No, not true, because im kein. Neima kra chatat Hashem. The Ritva's Girsa, I think, makes it a lot better. Neima kra lichatat Hashem. Because that would mean, okay, that we are bringing this for the chatat that is known to the Lord when we say La Hashem. So now we have two different issues that you're bringing. The chait that is known to God, but the chait that is also to God. Shema minatarte. Okay. Good, but how do I know that it's not mechaper in general? I mean, you've told me that it is mechaper in Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshim. I accept that. But why not say that it's mechaper in Amiyashar Avidot, Haverot? You're telling me any sin that God doesn't know about, okay? Any sin, rather, that only God knows about, and the man doesn't know about. Fine, so any sin? No, why only Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshim? What in the world does the Sira HaRegolim and Rosh Chodeshim have to do with Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshim? That should be an example, that's all. So you're saying it's mechaper on what God knows. Okay, thank you. Any sin that God knows, right? No, it says we're not right. Because, as the Tanna Devar Shmuel points out, look, the problem is that we already have a very special example, namely the Sora Nasa Bachutz. And remember, the Sora Nasa Bachutz is a very good example of the Seirei HaRegalim. Nonetheless, there was a hekesh there, if you recall, milvat chatat kippurim, which came to address this very exact issue. How do you like that? Just a few minutes ago. The milvat chatat kippurim means only on mash zebachaper zebachaper. It's not mechaper on all of the averot in the Torah. So now that I know that that's the case, then I have to conclude that any of the seirei musafim similar to this one, that they come at a particular time that is nogea the moadim, they all have this same tochnit. So it's very much like a mamatzin or a gilui milta tzvach in the Rishonim. But in any event, ho il v'zeh ba bizman kavua. Vezeba, bizman kavua. I mean, they're both variations of musafim. So then, ma zeinu mechaper ella al tumat mikdash u'kedoshav, just like a Yom Kippur. We want to limit it specifically to tumat mikdash u'kedoshav. Av zeinu mechaper ella al tumat mikdash u'kedoshav. So now everything fits in. Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. You just proved the Seirei Rosh Chodesh. You didn't say anything about the Seirei Haragalim. So Ashkan Seirei Rosh Chodeshim. The only single example of where it says Chatat LaHashem is Rosh Chodesh. That's the only pasuk you brought me. How do I know that the same thing is true of Seirei Haragalim? You claim in the Mishnah Seirei Haragalim or Seirei Haragalim Minana. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll try to apply the same Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, namely, everything that comes at Zman Kavua would have the same kapara not tadir. You can't learn it out directly from Yom Kippur and say, why not just say, well, this is also a musaf? Because, obviously, the whole point of Yom Kippur is, as our president just pointed out, the whole point of Yom Kippur is that it is the essence of kapara, tzvachapara, and all these other aferis and so on. I mean, you're certainly not going to learn out from the day of kapara to tell me that it's the same kapara as the Seirei Haragalim. That's outrageous. Says the Gemara. So, indeed, you just learned out Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. You didn't ask that then. How come all of a sudden you're asking that? I ask you, how do you know that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper? And it's got mechaper only the way that the Seirei of Yom Kippur is mechaper. And you come along and you tell me, well, I mean, it only makes sense, doesn't it? As the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel says, it's a musaf after all, so can't it be like any other musaf? And you don't say a word. Now I try to tell you, well, that's true about any musaf on any regal, and all of a sudden, oh, no, you can't expect to learn something out of Yom Kippur. Make up your mind. Do we learn out of Yom Kippur? We don't learn out of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara now, there's a big difference. We already learned out Lichatat LaHashem. Now, it doesn't say that by any of the others. So we already know that it's telling me that there's a kapara on Chet She'ino Yadua. Now, what do you want to do? You want to expand that to all of the Chatarim in the world? You want to say it's more than Yom Kippur? Is that what you want to say? So once I know that, I can learn out of Yom Kippur, but over here, you're trying to establish up front the fact that it's Mechaper. How are you going to learn out that it's Mechaper from Yom Kippur? That's crazy. Yom Kippur is the ultimate kapara. Obviously, there would be mechaper. Doesn't mean it's mechaper anywhere else. So once we have the basic understanding that the Seirei of Rosh Chodesh is coming to be mechaper on this chet, I can restrict it to this chet from Yom Kippur. But I can't learn out from Yom Kippur that the other one should be mechaper. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. And the only thing that isn't clear is why we simply don't say a ma'atzad. Let's learn it out of Yom Kippur. No, can't learn out of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is kaparatam merubah. Okay, but Rosh Chodesh is not kaparata merubah. Let's learn out Rosh Chodesh. Nah, Rosh Chodesh is tadir. Okay, but Yom Kippur is not tadir. Atzad ha-shaveh shebehem. Shem sirei musafim u'mechaperim, blah, blah, blah. Well, why can't we just do that? Says Tosis, because ultimately the Gemara understands that the kaparata tadir in the context of Rosh Chodesh, now that we've seen that it's a chet, that's coming for chet, is the equivalent of kapara merubah. Because what we would say is, look, both of them are unique. They're more than the others. That's the point. They're more than the others in terms of the kapor, whether it's in terms of the number of times, or it's in terms of the extent. But the fact is that these are unique examples of kaporot. How do you expect to learn out the other Seirei Harigalim from these unique cases? So therefore, answers the Gemara, see that inside. Hatam, the kapara is a given, okay? You want a gilui milta biyama that it's only mechaper on tumat mikdash v'kedoshav, and not on anything else. You're certainly not going to say that it should be more than Yom Kippur. So that makes a heck of a lot of sense. But you can't come along and learn out the whole thing from Yom Kippur, that it is mechaper, because Yom Kippur is kaparata merubah. So kula milta lo gamrina. So okay, so now where do I know it from? Bottom line is, you haven't told me how do I know Seirei Haragalim are mechaper on tumat mikdash v'kedoshav at all. Ela answers the Gemara, I learn it from Reb Chama bar Rebbe Chanina, who pointed out that Rebbe Meir Shita, which is that we're comparing all of the Seirim one to the other, Amash Zemechaper, is based on the Vav that occurs by each of the Seirei Haragalim. So it says over there, U Seir Echad. What is that U Seir Echad? That Vav connects the Seirim all to one another. And it's makish all of them back to Seirei Rosh Chodesh. Now, I must tell you this is not the whole story, because when it comes to Shavuot, it doesn't say that word, U Seir. And over here, we don't say all of the regalim except for Shavua. In the end, the Gemara is going to need to come on to a hekesh of all of the Seirim, which Reb Chama bar Reb Chanina is going to bring in the end. The Gemara here just brings the first part. That's not interested in going through the whole drush. We'll get to the whole drush. But the point is that the same way that Elibet Rebbe Meir, we could compare all Seirim to one another, according to the Rabbanon, we could certainly compare the Seirei Haragolim to Seirei Rosh Hashanah, and then say, see, why we don't go all the way? Of course, it goes back to our Achat B'Shana thing, and this Kapara being only Achat, which is Motzi Midei, this commonality. So in the same way that Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina said, vis-a-vis Rebbe Meir, Seir U-Seir, Achinami Seir U-Seir, which leaves us Itkush Seirei Haragolim, the Seirei Rosh Hashanah, just like we just proved that the only case that's left is there was no yediyah whatsoever, so too sirei regalim and mechaprim ela she'in ba yediyah lo betchila velo besof. Now, there's two ways of understanding that statement. I could understand that to mean no possibility of yediyah besof, or I can understand it to mean no current yediyah besof. If I have no yediyah, not betchila, not besof, then the sirei regalim and mechaprim. How about if I brought the Sirei Haragolim, and then I find out. How about that? So then we all understand that now there needs to be another kapara. The very fact that I know about it puts me into a position of being less innocent in the world. It's all very nice when you don't know, but once you know, it's very different. So now the question is up front. That's fine. That's not my question. I'm just bringing, this is a lead into the question. My question is whether, if it was knowable, does that mean that we do not have that kapara? And being as we've already discovered that there is no way to be the tole, well, we're not going to say now that the point is we'll be tole until we know. So what is it exactly that, remember, it's an interesting sugya that's very similar. The sugya that's similar is the idea of tumat hatahom. Now, tumat hatahom means something that cannot be known, not something that is as yet not known. The data is not accessible. If the data is inaccessible, it's no longer part of your universe. So it's outside now of your potential information, and therefore has no relevance. That may be what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. If it's outside of the information that's accessible to you, then this is mechaper. But if it's part of the information that's accessible to you, so then maybe this is not mechaper. Maybe we'll have to wait until such time as you find out, and then the kapara will be whatever the kapara is. And that's what we want to ask now. Iboilo, when Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hashein ba yediya lo betchila v'lo besof," did he mean a chet she'ein sofo livada, which means doesn't mean destiny, it means knowable. So this is not knowable. Av a chet she'sofo livada, if in fact it could be found out, that's no different than yesh ba yediyah besof dami. And then the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, Yom HaKippurim is bechaper on it. Odilma afilu chet she'sofo livada, perhaps even if it's knowable, but right now it's not known. I mean, the truth is only God knows it. So in other words, do we look locally at a definition like that, only God knowing? Or do we look at it in terms of what the universe consists of? Knowable by God or knowable by man? That's my question. Toshma says, well, I'll bring you a proof about that. Titania, al she'in ba yidiya, lo betchila, v'lo besof, and even a chet shesofoli vada, siirei haregalim, usiirei roshei chodashim, mechaprim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda addresses specifically that issue.
For example, these are all kabbalat tzibur.
You're asking, your question is, how can a tzibur be mechaper on the yochid?
And there's one yochid who does know.
So then he gets, if he doesn't. If he doesn't know what about this particular other person's carpet. The chet has to be done by a human, whoever he is, somewhere on earth. Somebody did, some Jew did this thing. In the event that someone did this thing. He doesn't know about it. But someone else saw it, just an informant. So the information exists, but he's not privy to it. Is that what you're referring to? Or are you referring to a case where something happened that no human being ever registered? Therefore, it's not part of the data that's available in the universe, not available to us. And that's what you're referring to. Only God knows. Right?
Right, that's not the idea. See, these are commonest seaboard.
The base on English constitutes a commonality of the Avodas Yisrael vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's specifically why we're dealing here with Tumat Pigdash Kedoshav. That is Yisrael's relationship to the Beit HaMikdash. Anytime there's a Pigya in that, then it's an impact on the entire relationship. Because it destroys the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so we need to take that, Mitumot B'nei Yisrael, we need to take care of that. Then there's another question. How ultimately is the Tum'ah? This is a very important part of the whole question, which is why the Gemara hints at it openly, right at the beginning. There's an aspect of chet that is tumah, and it brings those cases where the chet is identified as tumah. And that's as Rabbi Akiva says, in terms of Yom Kippur, lifnei mi atem mitaharim, umi mitahar etchem. That connection of mikveh, tumah, to chet, seems a very far-fetched relationship. And yet, when it comes to the kapor of Yom Kippurim, the only way in which we're dealing with all of the chet is the element of the tumah aspect of the chet, and that's the part that can be dealt with by the tzibur as a whole, not the elements that have to do with the individual per se. So there's always going to be some aspect of tumah, and that's called, by the way, this was a little bit problematic, leman tameh et mikdashi. That was the word that we used to show that it's batami. So then if it's tumat migdashi, why can't that be tumat migdashi b'doshav? You never asked that, did you, up front? You should have asked that. How do you know tumat? You said, b'nei ubei, it says l'chaper ala kodesh. Well, l'man tamed migdashi. Why is it as l'chaper ala kodesh? Ultimately, we get back to that aspect in terms of Yom Kippur. I mean, that's more of a Yuma sugya. But you do understand that there are various elements of kapara. One element of kapara is indeed the tuma of chet. And that's what we address on Yom Kippur. Okay? So it really does relate in the broadest sense to the question that you're raising.
5 years later, it says in the corpus,
that's right. He'll have to bring a korban. But that's true about anything. If you found out 5 years later that you were Mechal Shabbos, or that you ate chalev, you're going to bring a korban.
Five young people went by, and you were in the beginning of the suffering.
He was in Mechupar. We just got saying that the only thing that he would be Mechupar on is Tumat Mikdash V'Gedol Shav. Yeah, okay, not on general chataim. We'll see later on about the general chataim in terms of the Sar Mishtaleach. We're not up to there yet. What is the relationship to the Sar Mishtaleach for these korban, for these chataim?
Does Rabbi Yehuda bring proof for this statement?
Which one?
No.
It's just a svara. Yeah, I mean, look, the truth is that there needs to be a fundamental definition of what universe we're dealing with, just like in physics. In other words, the moment that the horizon of the universe recedes in such a way that we cannot receive that data because it's beyond our light, it's beyond our space-time limits, that's not part of our universe at all. For all intents and purposes, it doesn't exist to us. So I mean, that's the question over here. We need to define what universe we're dealing with. The question is whether is it need to be knowable at all? It's a very similar idea. Okay, so that's a fundamental question. By the way, there are Girsalot, by the way, that say just the opposite, that are sugya. And it's after the ones where nobody knows. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei HaRegalim Mechaprim Avalo Seirei Rosh Chodeshim. So now, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have it all wrong. The Seirei Rosh Chodesh is actually Mechaper on a Tohar She'ochel HaTameh. Only the Seirei HaRegalim are Mechaper. Now, this is really very problematic. Because as we just saw, the entire mikor of the Seirei HaRegalim is the Seirei Rosh Chodesh. We extended the fact that we know the Seirei Rosh Chodesh that we learned out from the Chatat LaHashem, so we extended that now to include even the Seirei HaRegalim. But otherwise, he has it exactly the opposite. We start with the Seirei HaRegalim, there mechaper and ein b'yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, and the Seirei Rosh Chodesh is a whole different thing. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Oshaya. What indeed is Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? He says, Omar Krah, Moshe Rabbeinu, on the very first model for Yom Kippur, which of course was the day of Shmini B'Miluim, every Yom Kippur recreates Yom Shmini B'Miluim, the death of Nadav Avia, which is why we read Achrei Mot Shnei B'nei Aaron. Every single korban that was supposed to be brought on that day is brought on the day of Yom Kippur. So it's a reconstruction of the very breakdown of the Mishkan that occurs at the first day, where over there the assertion of the Kedushat HaMishkan is at the cost of the lives of the Shnei B'nei Aaron, which in future generations needs to be duplicated with the dualism of the Shnei Seirim, so that the four children of Aaron, the two and two, become the Sera Nasa Bifnim, together with the Sera Mishtaleach. And that now reasserts the Mechitzot, the inside and outside distinctions of the Mishkan, which were broken initially by the attempt to go in without permission, which goes all the way back to what broke down on Har Sinai by exactly the same two people, by Nadav Avihu, who were Vayachazuat Elohim, Vayachlov Yishtul, they broke the Mechitzot of Har Sinai. So this is all one long thing. Now, if you take a look at the strange event that happened on that day, you will see, amazingly, that the Chatat LaHashem that makes the Seir of Rosh Chodesh unique, something else happened to make the Seir of Rosh Chodesh unique. Namely, for some reason, on the day of the Miluim, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh was burned and was not properly taken care of. And Moshe absolutely goes ballistic. And he starts yelling at Aaron in the middle of the parasha. He said, "Will you tell me what the heck is going on over here?" And one of the things that he says is this pasuk: "How could you let this happen? You were supposed to eat it. It was that carbon that was given to you to carry the sin of the Eda in front of the Lord. You didn't do so." Now what does that mean? That pasuk is referring to Sarav Rosh Chodesh, as we know, because it says Beferish. That was the Dorosh Darash Moshe, which becomes the center of Kol HaTorah Kula. The whole basis of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Drosha, this side Drosha. This is an amazingly important moment, and we're comparing it now to the din of Avon, Avon Ha'ida. Now, you understand, if you're not aware of the whole context of what's going on in this, you read through a Gemara, it's like children in kindergarten. Okay, it says Avon there. Blah, 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 blah. Seeing the whole thing in perspective, you understand that we're dealing with such primal issues, not two different things, that the moon happens to be the essence of the breakdown of relationships between the male and the female, and which then becomes Gan Eden, which then becomes the relationship of God and Yisrael, and the whole question of dependencies and everything that goes wrong with Kabbalah Satan. The whole thing is completely interrelated. So the fact that this is what happens then, which is the kilkul of not only of the moon, but exactly the same kilkel on Har Sinai. Don't you see? The kilkel on Har Sinai is the problem of the sun and the moon. Exactly. You don't see this. You don't like God telling you what to do. You don't like being the female. That's the bottom line. It's exactly the same thing. That's why Kafalem Archagigit. I'm not interested in your way of shining. I'll shine my own life. That's exactly what happens to the moon. What is this? Mishigas, ultimately. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be mechaper on the essence of femininity. And that becomes now part of the challenge of all of the Bria. So Adam Arishan is all upset about this issue too. Don't give me a wife! I'll find my own wife, damn it! Not only that, I'll find my own way through history. Don't give me the rules. Don't put me in paradise. I don't like your paradise, I want my paradise. Thank you very much. There's nothing that's good enough for someone that hasn't achieved it on his own. So here we have exactly that same, but that's the breakdown of Mechitzis. That's the destruction of boundaries. That's exactly what happens on Har Sinai. That's what happens on the day of the Miluim. And that's what needs to be reconstructed on Yom HaKippur. And in the context of that moment, all of a sudden, the Davka, the Kapora for the moon, is blown apart, which becomes part of the whole idea of the Kapora of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, which is called Bakes Elyon B'Chagenu, because it covers the moon. Understand, it's all part of the same development of our relationship to Chet, because it's the Makor of Chet. So now, the key word over there is Avon. Now, we know that Avon is addressed. This is as opposed to Pesha, as opposed to Chet. All of a sudden, we introduce this new concept of Avon. Where does Avon appear? The only place that we know that Avon appears elsewhere is the tzitz. So that Aaron is told to wear the tzitz, and that tzitz is going to come, Vayal Metzach Aaron, V'nasa Aaron et Avon HaKadoshim. Now, In a very long sugya elsewhere, the Gemara proves that the Avon HaKadoshim is a reference to Tuma, specifically, that occurs to a carbon. And the carbon was brought anyway, so if it was brought betuma, the tzitz is meratza on that carbon. Doesn't mean you can eat it betuma, but the baalim do not have to bring a replacement carbon. So that we learn out in the Gemara, it's a reference to the tuma of the carbon itself. If that's the case, just like the avon that is said by the tzitz, mala alam tumat basar, Moshe Rabbeinu is clearly telling Aharon that the korban of Rosh Chodesh is coming to deal with Avon Basar, the same way that tzitz was coming for Avon Basar. So, mala alan tumat basar, afkan tumat basar. Aye, you will say, but the tzitz is coming to be mechaber on the korban, not on the person. It's Avon HaKodashim, to allow this carbon to be a kosher carbon. What does that have to do with what you said? You said that the Sar Rosh Chodesh coming to be Machaber on the individual who sinned by eating basar that was tameh. So why not say the same thing? Imala halan olin, afkan olin, and it should have to do with the carbon. Oh, no. Because what Moshe Rabbeinu yells at Aaron is, et Avon HaEdah. So Avon HaEdah means the same idea of Tumat Basar, but the role that the Adam has in that chet, where he eats that Basar Betuma, which is not an Iser Karet, and requires a Kapora. What's the Kapora? The Kapora is the carbon of the Sar of Rosh Chodesh. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was being megalit here to Aharon. Now, of course, once that's true, we have a real problem. Because if the makor of this libud is the comparison of the tzitz to the din of the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, then they should both be mechaper the same kapara. To wit, if I don't have that sawyer, then the tzitz should be meratz. If I don't have a tzitz, let's say the tzitz was broken. Somebody brings a carbon, it turns out the carbon was tummy. And we say, oh my God, there was no tzitz at the time, you're going to have to bring the carbon again. I say, yeah, but the Sar of Rosh Chodesh was brought, and that made that carbon kosher. So if we're comparing one to the other, how do we know that they don't both do what the other one does? Asks the Gemara Michtin. Now hold on a second here. Migmar Gemira Me'adadi, we just learned out one from the other. Then if that's the case, why is the Sar of Rosh Chodesh not mechaper both on its own carbon, namely Avon HaEdah, and on the tzitz? And the nafkamina would be Le'echa D'Nishbar HaTzitz. If the tzitz is not functional, nonetheless, it should be a kosher carbon because the Sar of Rosh Chodesh was meratzeh for it. No. Amakra, avon, not avonot. A unique avon. That's avon echad. So avon echad and osenos ishtei avonot? Well, okay, fine. I understand why the Sar of Rosh Chodesh can't be mechaper on the tzitz. But why can't the tzitz be mechaper for the Eidah as well? So v'nechaper tzitz adidei v'ader Rosh Chodesh. What's an afkamina? An afkamina will be tum'ah di'ira ben zelazeh. What about between Rosh Chodesh? And now what, we're going to have to wait a whole month until I get a kapara. If there's a tzitz, the tzitz will be mechaper on me. Omar Krah, for that, the Torah says specifically, ota, that means, ota natan lachem, God gave you this to be nosei the Avon HaEdah. The ein, but not anything else, ein acher, namely the tzitz, nosei this avon. So it's unique. Rav Ashi Omar, k'tivacha Avon HaEdah, and Hasam, it says Avon HaKodashim. It doesn't say Avon Eida. It doesn't say Avon Kodashim. It says HaEida, HaKodashim, uniquely. So that each one has its unique relationship. One to the Eida, one to the Kodashim, and not mixable. So one is Eida velo Kodashim, and the other one says Avon HaKodashim, which Kodashim velo Eida. And therefore, each one is unique. Okay, I guess we'll have to look into the rest of this tomorrow. Ein ba yediyah batechila, v'yesh ba yediyah besof, sona nasa b'chutz, v'yom ha-kippurim b'chaper. Michtay. Itkushe itkush lahadadi. Why not the chaper p'nimi adidei v'adachitzan? The nafkamina being leich the law of adachitzan. Omar krachat, kapara achat, b'chaperin b'chaper shtei kaparot. V'lechaper chitzon adidei v'amayda ovat p'nimi, nafkamina letuma di'ira ben zelazeh, Omar Krah, Achat B'Shana. Kaparazo, Lote, Ela, Achat B'Shana. Ula Rabbi Yishmael de Omarim ba yediyah betfila v'yesh ba yediyah v'sof bar korban hu sera nazah b'chutz. What is it going to be about Kaaparan? Al she'ein ba yediyah lo betfila v'lo b'sof. Well, you said that's the Sar Regalim and Sar Rosh HaKadosh b'chaper. So, they both are. Sava like a Rabbi Meir, de Omar kol asirim kaparatan shava al tumat megdash v'kidoshah. So then, Lamai Hilchata Yitka Shkitzan Lipnimi. Ma Pnimi in a Machaper Bishar Avirot. Hafkitzan in a Machaper Bishar Avirot. Al Shein Ba Yidia Betchila Velo Besov Sirei Regalim Sirei Zor Shechadashim Machaperim Divi Rabbi Yoram Rabbi Yoram Shmuel. My time at Rabbi Yoda. Omar Akro Seiri Zim Echad Lachatat La Hashem. Chech in Makirba El Hashem. Yei Seir Zem Mechaper. Thought we needed that for Reish Lakish. Tav Reish Lakish. Ma nishtana seir shorosh shneimar bo lashem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seir ze ye kapara alai al shemiyatki et hayareya. Ah, because in kein lemakra al Hashem. I said, la Hashem lekira amoram. So maybe that's all it means. Because in kein lemakra chatat Hashem, or lichatat Hashem. Mai chatat la Hashem, shma min atarte. Unachaper nami afilu b'shar averot she'en yodea v'al Hashem. Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael. Look, since Zeba b'zman kavua, and also the server of Yom Kippur is b'zman kavua, ma zeinu b'chaper el altumat mingdash v'kidoshav, av zeinu b'chaper el altumat mingdash v'kidoshav. Hashkechan si'irei roshei chadashim, si'irei harigalim inolan, v'chi teima, learn it out of the same Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael. No, you can't do that. Because Ikal Mifrach, Imin Rosh Kodesh, she came Tadir, Imin Yom Kippurim, she came Ruba Kaparato. Now she's going to ask me, well, wait a minute, you just learned out Rosh Kodesh from Yom Kippurim, Velopachina, how come all of a sudden it's a problem? There's no comparison. Hatam Kapara is a given. Now all we need to do is be Mamayat that Kaparat and leave it only for Tumat Mikdash for Gidoshav. So we're left with a Giloy Milta Mealmo, Bavalacha. Ikalamema kula milta logamina because it's Maruba Kaparato. Ella Kedomrabhama Rabbi Hanina in Rabbi Meir. That the extra vav Sa'ir Usi'ir. So Afinami Sa'ir Usi'ir, which would be Makish Sire Aragon Rasira Shekhadash. Just like Sire Roshekhadashim in a Machapri Mela Shain by Yadia Loba Tachila Velobiso. Av Sire Regalim in a Machapri Mela Shain by Yadia Loba Tachila Velobiso. Iboilu. Ki omar Rabbi Yudah she'in ba yidiya lo betchila lo besof. Hani mile b'chet she'in sofo livada. Av achet she sofo livada ki mi she yesh yidiya besof domi. U soyer anase b'chutz v'yam b'kibur b'chaper. Odeo ma afilu chet she sofo livada hashta mi achet she'in makir bo al Hashem karina be. Tashma de tanya she'in ba yidiya lo betchila lo besof. V'chet she sofo livada Ah, you'll say, Mala Halan Olin Afkan Olim, but here it says Avon Haida. Okay. Mirti, Mikmar Gamri Meadadi. Why not have the Rosh Kodesh being Mechaper Adidei Viadetzid? Nafkamin in a case with Nishbaratzid. Because Omakra Avon, Avon Echadunose, Enonazishne Avonot. Okay, and the Tzitz, why can't the Tzitz be Mechaper Adidei Viad Rosh Kodesh? Nafkamin in the tomb of the Ira Ben Zelaze. Omar Kra, Ota Nose Avon, Enacheret Nose Avon. Ravashi Omar Ktivacha Avon Ha'eda, means Eda, not the Kodashim. Hatam Ktiv Avon HaKodashim, Kodashim Velo Eda.